What's up, everybody? How we doing tonight? Great, great. It's good to see you guys tonight. Hope you guys had a good spring break. Who's glad, just by show of hands, who's glad to be back in school? Glad to be back in school. Well, hey, I tell you what, man, I had a really cool spring break. I got to do something that I've never, ever done before. I went to the Final Four. It was so cool. Final Four, college basketball, anybody? College basketball fans? Not so much. Okay, cool, cool. But a buddy of mine, we went and drove to Dallas, went to the Final Four on Saturday night, and then we ended up going to the championship game, even though my team wasn't in it. I'm a big North Carolina fan. They didn't get there. But we went to the championship game, and it was awesome. But I got to be honest, man, I missed you guys last week, missed being here. But hopefully you guys were hanging out on the beach or something like that. But listen, tonight we start a brand new series called Game Changer. And I'm really, really excited about this series. And before we get into the teaching, here's what I want you to know about this series. This is not my prayer and my hope when I pray and I ask God to anoint this series and to anoint these teachings, is that this wouldn't just be a series that we kind of brush by, right, in the next 3 weeks, but even more than that, this would actually become kind of like part of our culture. Part of what moves us and pushes us. And so the whole idea of a game changer, right, are things in life that literally, no pun intended, change the game, right? They impact, they influence, they carry huge weight as it relates to the way that we live our life. And so for me, when it comes to the idea of a game changer, there's a couple of game changers for me that, man, I just, these things I love. One is Bluebell ice cream. It's the best. And here's the best flavor. Chocolate covered cherries ice cream. So good. It's a game changer. It's a total game changer. Or here's the newest game changer for me, right? Now, I don't know if you guys have had these, but have you guys seen, I don't need you to talk. I need you just to, you know, just raise your hand or don't. It doesn't matter, but you don't have to talk. But the new Starburst Minis, imagine this. Imagine that it is just something that is a little bit, you know, it's a little bit bigger than a Skittle, but a little bit smaller than a normal Starburst. It's like perfect, right? Starburst Minis are a total game changer for me. Total game changer. Now, when I think of the YouTube world, right? The YouTube world, there is one video in particular that I would say has become on YouTube a game changer. Check it out. That is a total game changer, right? Don't ever think that you can dance on a coffee table, right, and not get injured. I mean, it's terrible, right? It's terrible. But when you look at that video and you think of how many clicks and how many people have watched it, it's a total game changer, right? Now, let's get really, really literal. Let's get really literal when it comes to a game changer. You guys, maybe some of you like college football, maybe some of you don't. But there was something that happened this season that totally surprised me and probably most of you in here, those of you that watch college football. Total game changer. Check it out. If you're an Alabama fan, I'm really sorry. Total game changer, man. Right? Because here's the thing. Check it out. Check it out. Listen. Nobody expected that to happen. Everybody was banking on Alabama to go to the national championship and win. And then, of course, Auburn goes and they lose to FSU. So, but total game changer. Now, I need to shift gears. I need you to listen. I need you to listen. More than anything we could talk about when it comes to a game changer, right, is what we get to celebrate this weekend. The ultimate game changer is what Jesus Christ did for each of us. The ultimate game changer is the fact that Jesus came as God in the form of man, right, and died on the cross for your sins and for my sins. And see, here's the thing about Jesus is that he was not just a man who could perform miracles, right? He was not just a prophet. He was God's son. And here's how we know, because he proved it. And what we get to celebrate this weekend for Easter is we get to celebrate that the tomb that Jesus was buried in is empty. Well, why is it empty? Well, because he rose again. 3 days after dying, 3 days after being buried, Jesus rose again, and he defeated death, and he defeated sin. And so when it comes to this whole series, when it comes to this whole idea of a game changer, that was the ultimate game changer, because there were other men, other people who died on the cross like that. Crucifixion was very popular in that day, but only one rose again from the dead. And so this weekend, that's what we, you and I, have the privilege and the honor to celebrate together. We get to celebrate that Jesus is alive. And he's alive and wants to have a relationship with you. Maybe you're here tonight and you say, man, I've never chosen to have a relationship with Jesus. Make sure that you talk to me, talk to one of these adults with these shirts on. We would love to explain to you what it means to have a relationship with Jesus. Now, in this series, here's what we want to do. I want to look at three game changers, just for me personally, that I think are actual game changers for all of us, right? But I want to take 3 weeks, and I want to look at three different things that I would say are game changers, right? And what we're going to do about this, or what we're going to do in the series, is we're going to connect whatever game changer we're talking about to a game, to an app, to something that you play on your phone. So, for example, tonight, we're all about Words with Friends. Now, how many of you guys, show of hands, have ever played Words with Friends? Yeah, it is actually one of... You remember when I said show of hands? That's what I meant. Okay. So, Words with Friends, it's super fun. It's like Scrabble on your phone, right? The highest word that I've ever played gave me like 140 points. Blew my mind that could even happen. No, I don't remember the word, but I know it had a Q in there, had a Y in there, maybe even a Z, right? And it was a triple word and all that kind of stuff. But anyway, the way that Words with Friends works is you're playing over your phone, you're playing Scrabble against someone else. If you guys ever want a challenge, my Words with Friends name is Steven Perry _1. So if you guys want to play me, shoot me a game, we'll play. But here's the point. The point is that you play a word just like you would on Scrabble, right? And some words are more points than others, and that's how it works. And so you keep playing, you have a certain number of letters, and then when the game's over, when your letters are up, whoever has the high score, you get bragging rights, right? You get bragging rights. And so it's a lot of fun. But here's where I want to go with that. Here's where I want to go with that. I want to talk tonight about the words that we say, or even the words that we text, or even the words that we type. Maybe it's Facebook, maybe it's Instagram, maybe it's a text message, maybe it's a verbal conversation. But what I want to do for a few minutes, I want to talk about words. And here's the bottom line of tonight. I want you to write this down if you're taking notes. Here's the bottom line. Words matter. Really simple. Words matter. Here's what that means. It means that every word that comes out of your mouth or from your phone or through your computer, whatever, every single word that you use, here's the point, it has the power to either hurt or to heal. That's it. It has the power to either hurt or it has the power to heal. That's the way that it works. Now, I want to show you guys a picture of my sixth grade school year, school picture. There we are. There we are. Yeah. So, I love it. Hey, laugh it up. It's cool. It's fun. It's funny. I get it. But, what you don't know is you can't see or tell how thick my lenses are. I had some really thick glasses. But here's the thing. When I look at that picture, now, laugh all you want. It's all good. I'm with you. I'm with you. It's funny. But, listen. When I look at that picture, right, the first thing, after I laugh, okay, the first thing, though, that pops into my mind are some of the words that I can remember that were shared or said about me in that season of my life when I was in sixth grade. See, words matter. And oftentimes when I see that picture at my grandmother's house, right, I think back to some awful days when I was a sixth grader. Of people that were making fun, of people that would use words that would really cut deep, words that would really hurt. Back then, it wasn't much of a text message, but it was verbal words that people would say and that people would talk about. And there's lots of days that things really, really hurt when it comes to that time in my life. And students, what I want you to understand is that your words can either hurt or they can heal. Now, when it comes to this type of story, you can take the picture down. I don't want to go into really a lot of detail because it's really, really intense. But last Wednesday at a school in Pennsylvania, there was a 16-year-old boy who took some action that is causing him to be in jail. I'll just leave it at that. I'm not going to say what he did because it's intense, but here's the point. The article said this. The article said that it just said, basically, people kept teasing him and teasing him and teasing him. And this particular day, he had had enough. He had had enough. And so what this 16-year-old young man did is that he took matters in his own hands, and things did not go well. Things did not go well for other classmates, and things definitely aren't going well for him. And see, what happens, students, is a lot of times we seem to think that the words that we say are not really that big of a deal. But that is very, very far from the truth. The truth is that words matter a ton. And here's the thing. If I asked you to tell me what you said yesterday, most of you probably wouldn't particularly remember everything that you said. But here's what you would remember. You would remember what was said to you. And you would remember what was said about you. You would remember the words that were used to describe you. Maybe the way that you look or the clothes that you wear. The things that cut deep into your soul and deep into your heart and really have the power to hurt you. Now, there's a statement or a saying that somebody coined a long time ago. It was, "Sticks and stones may break my bones, but words may never hurt." Now, let me just be honest with you and just step into the flesh for a few minutes. If I could slap that person, I probably would, okay? Because let's think about it. That statement is very, very, very far from what's reality. And the truth is, even the most, if you would consider yourself a really popular person in this room, it doesn't matter. But if you would, you could probably think of a time when someone said something to you that really hurt you. But you could also think of a time, I know for me, I could think of a time when there were people in this very room who sent me phone calls, text messages, emails of nothing but encouragement, nothing but healing words. Words are powerful. Words matter. And a lot of times we seem to think that they don't. And I want to challenge you tonight with two really quick things. Or before we get there, here's what I want you to hear. In the Bible it says this. It says, the tongue that brings healing, there it is, healing, is a tree of life. But a deceitful or hurtful tongue crushes the spirit. Did you catch it? Your words have the power to hurt or heal. Listen, a tree of life or crushes the spirit. Your words have the power to be a tree of life or to crush someone's spirit. It's true. Look at this verse, or listen to this verse. The mouth of the righteous is a fountain of life, but violence overwhelms the mouth of the wicked. Fountain of life, wicked. Healing, hurtful. Listen to this one. The tongue has the power of life and death. Your words have the power to heal or to hurt. Hopefully you're getting it. Hopefully you're understanding the point. Words matter. And so here's the one thing that I want you to know tonight, and I want to dive into this for a second, is that words reveal your heart's condition. Your words reveal your heart's condition. Well, what does that mean? It's very simple. Whatever comes out of your mouth is what is already in your heart. That's what it means. Whatever comes out of your mouth, whatever words are spoken, or use technology, whatever you're texting, whatever you're typing, whatever you're posting on Facebook, is what is already directly in your heart. The Bible says this, a good man brings good things out of the good stored up in his heart. But an evil man brings evil things out of the evil stored up in his heart. For the mouth speaks what the heart is full of. Think about that. The mouth speaks what the heart is full of. Another translation says, what you say flows from your heart. Or what you say flows from what is in your heart. Let's just be real with each other tonight, okay? There's days when every single one of us need a heart transplant, right? Because there are things in our heart that are coming out of our mouth and they're not healing. They're actually hurtful. I've even heard some of you practice this being at M12. I've heard of things. I talked to a mom a couple weeks ago, and her son doesn't want to come here because when he comes here, he gets bullied. Are you kidding me? To come to church and for church not to be the one safe place for him to come? That's a heartbreaking thing, right? And some of you, you're on the other side of that. You're at school and you're the one that gets bullied. And you get bullied by words. And so what happens is that person that's bullying you in their words, they've got a really sick heart. Those of you who say things that are inappropriate, unwholesome, you got a sick heart. And let me just tell you, here's the thing. This is something that every single one of us, we all struggle with it. No one's alone in this one. I'm looking in a mirror. No one's alone in this one. James even tells us that if you think that you don't struggle with the things that you say, then you're a perfect man or woman. And no one in here is perfect. So here's the point. We all struggle with it. We all struggle with the words that we say or the things that we type or the things that we text or the things that we want to talk about. And here's what I want you to understand. It matters. Because your words have the power to either hurt someone or heal someone, build someone up, tear someone down. Fountain of life, right? Wicked. It's just true. And so tonight, understand that your words always reveal your heart's condition. Some of you tonight, you need to ask God, God, my heart is really, really sick because I can't seem to control what comes out of my mouth. I can't seem to control making fun of people. Man, there's this one particular guy or girl in my class that I just always want to pick on them. It means your heart's sick. Because what does the Bible say? It says to treat others the way you want to be treated. Well, you don't want to be the person getting made fun of. You don't want to be the person being bullied. So why do you do that to other people? Because your heart's sick. And you know what Jesus said? Jesus said, I didn't come for those who are well. I came for those who are sick. He wants to heal that. He wants to help you with that. And understand, we need help with that. I need help. I need God's help to help me say things that are healing to people. So understand that if you struggle with that, you're in good company. So here's what I want to talk about when it comes to doing. Because we know that our words reveal our heart's condition. So what do we do about it? First thing is this, speak truth. Simply this, speak truth. You know what I know is true of me and I know is true of you is this simple thing that it's so easy to get caught up in gossip, isn't it? It's so easy to get caught up in gossip. And it's to a point where what happens is we do this so much that we become numb to when we're actually doing it. We don't even recognize when we're gossiping. And here's what I also know about gossip. It's always a lie. Anytime something is considered to be gossip, it's always a lie. It's never the truth. It's never the truth. If you have a problem with gossiping about people, it's because your heart is sick and you need to be healed. And I know that some of you have that problem because I've heard you. I've listened to you. I listen to what is said out on the bridge. I listen to what is said when we walk into the building. I listen to those comments of, I can't believe she's wearing that. Or, man, who does he think he is? I mean, I listen to this kind of stuff, guys, and here's what it means. It means that you're sick, and you need God to heal that out of you. Because your words matter, and your words have the power to heal or hurt. They have the power to heal or to hurt. Listen to this. Bible says, the words of a gossip are like choice morsels. They go down to the inmost parts. Here's what King Solomon is saying here, right? A choice morsel is something that is very small. Like you guys have heard of, you know, chocolate chip morsels, right? Very small pieces of chocolate that taste very, very good, right? What Solomon is saying is that we think something very, very small doesn't matter, but what happens is the words of a gossip are like a choice morsel. Something actually very small, but what does it next say? They go down to the inmost parts. So when we gossip, what happens is we may think, it's not that big of a deal, but what happens is that it goes way down deep into the heart and the soul and the mind of a person. The 16-year-old boy in Pennsylvania, words cut so deep that he took action on it. Remember what the article said? That he just kept getting teased and teased and teased and teased? And some of you have that problem. You have the problem of continuing to tease people. And I just beg of you, stop. Like, I beg of you, quit doing that. Quit lying about people. Quit gossiping about people. Because here's what also happens, and this is what I also know to be true, is that 9 times out of 10, when we're gossiping about someone, we're saying something untrue about that person, so the real truth about ourselves won't be seen. And I know that cuts like a knife. But I've been there too. Why? Because my heart's sick and I need Jesus to heal me. So maybe for you tonight, you have a really hard problem speaking truth. Ask God to help you. Go to your connection group tonight and ask the people in your connection group to pray for you because your heart's sick and you need to be healed. You struggle with gossip and you don't want to. And I get it. It's easy. It's easy to fall into. It's easy to do. But it's not right. And it cuts deep. And what it does is it hurts instead of heals. Secondly tonight, speak encouragement. So not just speak the truth. Because here's the thing. When you choose to speak the truth, then you'll never be gossiping. Because gossip is always a lie. But not only speak truth, but speak encouragement. Speak encouragement. Sometimes I kind of wonder if life would be more simple, if life would actually be easier. It might look weird, but if life would be more simple, if we just all had to walk around with duct tape over our mouth. Because at least then we couldn't gossip. At least then our words couldn't really rip someone apart and tear someone down. At least then we wouldn't be full of wickedness that comes out of our mouth or through a text message or on our Facebook account or on Instagram. A couple weeks ago, I don't know who it is. And if you know who this is, then don't make a scene. But there was a young lady that goes to this ministry who was literally, I mean, it was intense, getting just ripped apart on Instagram. Just ripped apart. Why do we do that? I mean, I want you to really think about that. Look at your own heart. Why do we choose to do that? What good comes of that? What good comes of when you and I choose words to tear someone down? Because I would be willing to say that the person that struggles that way, deep inside of your own self, you probably don't like yourself very much. But you know what? Jesus loves you. And Jesus knows exactly those of you who get bullied. He knows exactly those of you who bully. And he loves both of you. But I just beg of you to stop it. Now, I want you to check out this video because this kind of captures the point of the whole duct tape thing. It would look weird if we had to walk around with duct tape on our mouth, but it might help. Imagine what the world would be like if every time you said something, it was to heal instead of hurt. I mean, wouldn't it just be a total game changer? That's the game changer. The game changer is that when we speak, we want healing instead of hurt. And the two ways that we can do that is when we speak truth and when we speak encouragement. The Bible says, you caught it on the video, but it says, do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouth, but only what is helpful for building others up according to their needs, that it may benefit those who listen. I want you to ask yourself this question. Tonight, our band's going to come back up in just a second, and they're going to play a song. And I want you to simply ask yourself a question. Do the words that I speak, or type, or write, or text, do the words that I use, do they heal or do they hurt? Do they heal or do they hurt? That's the question that I want you to ask yourself. And so here's two really practical things that I want to challenge you with tonight. First is this. Text someone in your life sometime before next Wednesday and just speak a word of encouragement. It may be a friend of yours and you just say, hey, I just want you to know I'm just so grateful for your friendship. You know how encouraging that is to hear something like that? Or maybe it's a family member. Maybe it's your own mom or dad or your guardian. Just simply saying, hey, thank you for loving me the way that you do. Even when I disrespect you, even when I do my own thing, you still love me. Maybe it's even you probably couldn't text a teacher or a coach, but you could tell them verbally how much you appreciate them. It's just a challenge. It's something simple. You guys, most of you have phones. You could easily text somebody and just speak a word of encouragement into their life. And the second thing is this. I actually want to challenge you with something tonight. Tonight could be when you're on the way to your connection group. It could be in your connection group. It could be when you're on the bridge. It could be when you get in the car. But just speak a word of encouragement to one person. One person. Choose words that are going to heal instead of hurt. Because what the Bible says is, it says, here's the standard. Here's the game changer. The game changer is that you would not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouth. What does that mean? Well, curse words. Words that tear people down. Boastful and bragging words. The Bible says the only thing to brag about is the cross, not yourself. Maybe it's just words that are bullying words to people. It says, don't let any unwholesome words come out of your mouth. But then it says, and this is the game changer part, only what is helpful for building others up according to their needs, that it might benefit those who listen. As we close, here's the point. When you speak, those who hear you, they should benefit from what you're saying, not feel terrible about themselves. And the challenge and the sad part is that a lot of times, because our words matter, because our words have the power to hurt or heal, a lot of times when we're done speaking, the people we speak to, they walk away and they feel terrible. That's exactly what happened in this 16-year-old's life, who's now being tried for a felony, will probably go to jail for a long time. Why? Because day after day, after day, after day, after day, he was teased. He was picked on. He was made fun of. And the words that were spoken to him, they hurt. They cut deep. Students, I urge you, this is not something that you can do on your own. That's the best part about it. It's not something that you're just going to suddenly snap and you're just going to speak words of encouragement all day long. It's not going to happen that way. You need help. You need God to help you. Because like I said earlier, it's way too easy to get caught up in that gossip mill. It's way too easy to use words that hurt instead of heal. And so here's what I want you to do. As the band comes up, I'm going to pray. As the band comes up, I want you to ask yourself one question. Do the words that I speak, do they heal or do they hurt? And the second thing that I want you to do is I want you to do some business with God. If you recognize in your life that you have a problem with what you say, then ask God to help you. Ask Him to help you. There may even be a person in this room that you need to go to them and you need to say, hey, man, I'm really, really sorry for something that I said about you or something I said to you. You may need to even go to your mom and dad or guardian tonight and say, so sorry for what I said and I disrespected you. I don't know. I'm not God, so I can't tell you what to do. But what I can tell you is that God will show you what you need to do. So I want to pray for you. God, the game changer in all of our life is the words that we use. They matter. We know that your word says, man, that they can bless people and they can curse. They can heal and they can hurt. And I just pray, God, that as we meet with you for the next few moments, that God, when we ask ourselves that question, do they hurt or do they heal? Let us be real with ourselves. Let us get real gut level honest. And if we're in the room and we're the ones bullying people, man, let us make a change. If we're in the room and we're the ones getting bullied, God, let us change that. Let us help the people that do that to us, God. Even if they're not in this room, man, show them that's just not right. And help us, God, when we do speak, to speak truth and to speak encouragement. We love you and we thank you. And it's in Jesus' name. Amen.